This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Payback. The U.S. has responded after a drone attack injured three U.S. service members in Iraq. The AP's Donna Warder.
President Joe Biden ordered the U.S. military to carry out retaliatory airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups who claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. Biden, who's spending Christmas at Camp David, was told about the attack by White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan shortly after it occurred. And the Pentagon and Biden's top national security aides were ordered to prepare response options to the attack on an airbase used by American troops. Biden opted to target three locations used by the militia groups, and U.S. Central Command says retaliatory strikes were carried out early Tuesday in Iraq and likely killed a number of militants. Donna Warder, Washington.
Israel has been bombarding Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza. Residents this morning describing a night of shelling and airstrikes, shaking three refugee camps. Closer to home, many Latin American migrants continued their journey toward the U.S. on Christmas Day. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Many have limited food and sleep on cardboard boxes on the ground. Some are frustrated to learn they'll have to wait in Mexico for documents that might allow them to continue their journey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due in Mexico City Wednesday to hammer out new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Beyoncé's childhood home in Houston caught fire early on Christmas morning, though the family living there escaped safely. Cause of the fire is under investigation. Parts of the north central U.S. are seeing heavy snow and damaging icing, much of the east expecting rain. This is AP News. A swatting attempt on Christmas morning. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Someone tried to ruin Marjorie Taylor Greene's Christmas morning. U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has been targeted yet again with another swatting attempt at her Georgia residence. The Rome Police Department quickly verified that the call was a hoax and did not send officers to Greene's house. A man in New York called the Georgia Suicide Hotline on Christmas morning, claiming that he had shot his girlfriend at Greene's home and was going to kill himself next. Police say they contacted Greene's security detail to confirm that she was safe and that there was no emergency. Police also confirmed that Greene has been the target of roughly 8 swatting attempts. Past calls claimed that dead bodies had been found in the bathtub and in other areas of her home. Police also responded last year to false reports of shootings outside her residence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.